I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Ski just talking about his very slow leak. So, you know, take with that.
Because you're talking about, like, home improvement, home disasters, whatever. Uh-huh. So I was mentioning last Friday, I got my HVAC, HV, whatever, fucking new one. Because apparently the one that was... came in our house in 1999 is just a dinosaur and had to go away, right? I hate this thing. It sucks. It's not warm. Fuck efficiency. It's not warm. And so I had the HVAC people come out
though.
Okay, I had the HVAC people come out today.
You didn't previously have an HVAC. Like you...
No, I did.
Okay.
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
But you changed like... central air from whatever. I don't know.
Yes, so we had central air, but there was no AC connected to it,
right?
Just heat.
Okay.
So we put in a couple of ductless heaters a few years ago. Got rid of those because they're fucking trash. And they put in a new HVAC system, and I hate it. I think it sucks. So I had them come out today. They're like, well, that's because your old system is 25 years old and there is heating coils in this thing. So that's why the air feels hot. I'm like, yeah.
So it worked.
I want that
so
again.
It worked better? Yeah, put the coils back
in. Please bring that back. Like so there was inefficient heating coils? Okay, I'm fine with those. Put them back. I liked being warm. When it said it was 70 in my house, I wanted to not be cold. But this shit sucks. I fucking despise it. And the fact that they're just, it's just a casual like $14,000 bill makes me even more just driven up a freaking wall that I don't like. I do not like it, but there's nothing I can do now. It's there. I hate it. I hate it. I'd rather be too warm in the summer with the ductless things, and in the winter just run the inefficient heating system where I pay $390 a month to eWeb than this garbage. It's garbage. I hate it.
I cannot stress enough about it, Ski.
I hate it.
I mean, I got that nice 1950s fucking ceiling heat that will make it feel like the Sahara if I wanted it to.
Great! What I want!
I know.
Like on Monday, I'm sitting on my couch, laying down on my couch, and I have kind of an L-shaped windows around me. And the heat kicks on. And it's not terribly cold. You know, it's only like in the 40s. It's not freezing. And the heat kicks on. I'm like, I'm just going to run my hand, kind of reach over the couch and go over the vent. And I'm like, it's not warm. It's not warm. And the fact that he's trying to tell me it's warm is a lie. It's not warm. I don't care what he says. I don't want to have to wear a hoodie in my house. And I don't want to.
Well, if you have the heater on.
Bring back inefficient heating stuff.
Well, hang on. This guy's trying to convince you that it's not cold? Like, dude.
Yeah, he goes, because your shit's outdated.
Outdated. No, it's not. That's... I got this new thing that I just spent $14,000 on, and I would like it to heat my house.
Well,
because
they took out the old stuff.
But I'm saying it's supposed to heat your house. Like,
he goes, the reason you felt a hot blast when it turned on was because of these inefficient coils. And I was like,
yeah.
So when I'm cold and I turn on the heat and I felt a warm blast, that's what I want.
That's a heater.
I don't want what you're pushing on me, Lennox. Comfort home. I don't want this. I want to be warm. Like, in the summer, am I going to turn it on? And they're going to explain to me, well, yeah, technically you should feel cold air when it's 102 out. But because it's 2026, you're not really going to feel cold air. You're just going to feel air, but trust us. It does the same thing, but better.
Trust the process.
I don't. I absolutely don't. It sucks. I hate it.
So $14,000 for a fan, basically. Like a fan that pushes the same temperature air that is already in your house.
Not warm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I that got me thinking of like the favorite, like my favorite heater that I've ever lived with. Like we've all lived in a bunch of different places throughout our lives. Mine is still the one I grew up with. Like so I don't know if you guys ever went to my like Jefferson Street house where I lived in the basement. And there was like a huge ass furnace in the basement, like big, loud. Every time it turned on, it'd go. It was awesome. Again, I slept in the basement. It was like an awesome sound, like to go to sleep to. But when we turned the heater on, it would go up this big, like pipe thing, not an actual pipe, but like, you know what I mean? Like a big metal thing that went up into the upstairs area. And there was literally just a hole in the wall, just a hole. Like it had a nice like vent on it that you could open and close, but the vent was like a fucking metal door essentially. And so when you turn the heater on, just hot fucking air like blasting through. You'd stand in front of it because it was low. You'd stand in front of it and like open up your shirt and it would like fill your shirt with hot air. The fucking
that was great.
Best. Like let's go back to the fucking 80s and 90s when it probably gave me diabetes. You know what I mean? Like I'm definitely going to die early because of it, but like, fuck it. It was great. And I wish I could share that feeling with my child. My child just has like random shit. Like, again, just you turn a heater on and it's like some thing on the ceiling blowing out like semi-warm air, but nah.
I mean, now you guys definitely.
I have a child.
You guys sound like Trump right now.
Mm-hmm. I agree with him all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
Paper straws, bad water pressure, toilets that don't flush. It's garbage.
Did you see, man? He's
garbage.
He's legalizing weed, bro. He's legalizing weed.
No, not really.
He's cutting checks to the vets. Like, come on, bro. He's cutting them checks. Like,
he's moving money from one part of.
I know what he's actually doing. I know. I know. The grifter's going to grift.
But hey,
speaking of grifters, HVAC companies, you suck.
Benoit tried to warn us, man.
Like, it's such garbage. Yeah. It's just the guy looking at me going, no, it's actually warmer. No, it's not. Stop telling me it's warmer. So it's not.
CT Benoit in the chat says, if you have gas, let me come put a gas fireplace and you'll be cooking.
Not gas. I wish it was.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, if I had gas, I wouldn't have one of those stupid glass oven tops either.
Yep.
Which the fucking wife was like, that's cute and sleek. Shit sucks, too.
They suck, dude.
Shit sucks.
They suck. Yeah. I had, that said, I had one of my burners catch on fire the other day. That was fun. And I was like,
you know, it's working.
The first thing that comes into your mind when there's a fire on your stove is like, all right, turn it off. Sure. Like the fire's still going. What kind of fire is it? Cause like
grease.
Cause I tried to like use the towel and like, you know, like hit it, make it go out that way. It wasn't working. And so I'm like, all right, I'm fucking going to the water. Like this could go really bad.
don't go to the water, man.
I tried everything else and it wouldn't go out.
You gotta suffocate it. You gotta suffocate it.
But then like what happens if I try to suffocate it and then it lights the towel on fire and then it's even worse. So
you don't use a towel. Yeah. Have you ever taken like a fire extinguisher test?
I could go get a fire extinguisher if need be.
Do you know what what PASS stands for?
Pull the pin and
pull. Yeah. Aim.
Yes. Yeah. Booble just put it in the chat. Yeah. PASS.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweep.
Swoosh McDuck says you got to choke the fire out while it calls you daddy. Yeah. All right.
Fuck yeah, man. I was going to make that joke and I was like, I don't.
The little yeah, brass,
you, let, you let Swoosh do that one. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good. I'm glad someone else pulled the freight on that one. I've been so angry about my HVAC. I feel like a choking joke would not have been good.
Yeah.
Choking a woman after when I'm so mad, just, you know.
I mean.
Be electric. Yeah. It doesn't sound good.
We weren't going to take it there, but I mean, you did. So.
I did.
Okay. Let's see. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Alex King Ski. We're on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/TSBpod. So if you're listening to this, you can actually watch us live if you'd like every Thursday-ish. Christmas week coming up. next week, and we're thinking Tuesday, right? Like, do we all agree on Tuesday? Ski?
Possibly.
Possibly Tuesday? All right. Maybe possibly. Maybe Friday?
Friday, yes, for sure. So possibly like Tuesday.
Tomorrow?
Next Friday, bro. Day after.
Oh, after Christmas? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Could we do that? Are we saying Friday?
Well, it depends if the Ducks win fucking or not. They lose. Like, if they lose, we ain't jumping on. I'm sorry. We're taking some time off.
Taking away.
If God forbid they lose to Jim Madison, we're taking some time off.
It's gonna get real bad around here, you guys. It's gonna get real bad. Yep. All right. Well, fucking stay tuned. Join our Discord, and we'll tell you when we're gonna do the podcast. Sports Brewery and Discord. That's the best place to do it. Anything with us. Sports Brewery and Discord. You can give us list ideas in there, movie suggestions. We do a movie podcast every Sunday, and this coming week is your movie week. So, you know, it is. Jesus, did the Seahawks just score?
Dan just got the ball back.
Fucking hell, they were down like, no, they just scored again.
They were tied or down two?
They were going to go for two to tie it now. Jesus, they were down by like three scores 2 minutes ago.
Well, I saw a punt return touchdown and then three and out, and I
got the ball back and scored quick. Okay.
It's crazy. I have not watched a Thursday night game in like 2 years.
Yeah.
Because that's what plebs in the NFL do, but now I'm amongst the unwashed. And might start watching Thursday night games next year.
Interesting.
I never had to. I was like, I gotta watch it.
Yeah, they were all
Titans
terrible.
And Jags on a Thursday night.
They were all terrible. They all did the color rush uniforms and shit. Like it's
that's my memory of Thursday night.
Awful football. Yeah. So back to the movie podcast. This Sunday is The Princess Bride. So obviously with Rob Reiner, being murdered. We felt it was time to watch a Rob Reiner movie, and also our list at the end of the podcast will be top three Rob Reiner projects, not necessarily movies. He was also TV, he also produced stuff, so yeah.
I thought Rob Reiner was Christopher Columbus, I think. The guy that did Home Alone.
Same guy, yeah.
Chris Columbus, yeah, until like he died.
Then you're like, no, that's
Rob Reiner.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. I actually don't know who this Rob Reiner guy is.
I was very surprised because he was on the last season of The Bear, and I was very surprised when he popped up. I was like, is that fucking Rob Reiner? Like, why is Rob Reiner on The Bear?
You got to the last season of The Bear.
Sure
You've
did.
Watched all the seasons.
I sure did.
Man.
I'm caught up on The
you
Bear.
You fucking, yeah. You
do
love.
Do you even watch TV, dude? Art? Like, it's. Like it's a fucking amazing huge show. Like,
yeah,
you even
it's,
you watch
it's the same
like,
episode every single time. Oh, no shit. It's dark and chaotic at a restaurant. Oh, weird.
No, it's not that. It's that Carm, the main character, is fucked up and nothing changes.
No, that's
what I'm saying. Nothing changes. And his mom's crazy and she is always crazy and he always has drama with his cousin.
Is that show a hit if it wasn't for a cousin calling each other cousin constantly?
Yeah. Or
I did watch a season and a half of it, and then I was kind of out on it. I was like, oh,
nothing changed.
Wow, yeah, there's a lunch rush. Yeah. No kidding. Oh, a tabletop at 12? That's frustrating.
Yeah. Booble nailed it in the chat. Forget about it, cud.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, big ups. Okay, so yeah, movie on Sunday, The Princess Bride. It is on Disney Plus and Hulu, which are about to be the same thing, I'm pretty sure. So watch that, listen to us talk about it. They're not going to be the same thing. You want to know why? Because they love a bundle. They want you to pay for a bundle, and
it's going to be something real soon, and I think they're going to rename it and just name it Comcast. By the way they're going, they're just
Xfinity.
Going to be Xfinity, Comcast, Dish Network, your choice. They'll just rebrand and call it that at this point.
Man, remember those days where a la carte was a thing? Like, oh, hey, listen, you just get to pay. You get to pay what you want to watch. That's it.
Yep.
No more paying for stuff you don't. Well, that backfired on us. All 19 of our subscriptions to watch TV.
So I like, I basically foot the bill for all of the apps for like our whole family. Like I'm doing Netflix, I'm doing HBO, but my mom had been doing Hulu, which includes the Hulu Live Sports, which is mwah. And she's like, you know, like last week, she's like, you know, I really don't watch TV that much. I'm thinking of, you know, having you guys pay for it. And I was like, fuck! No!
Yeah.
That is $100 a month, dude. Like, fuck!
At this point, if you bundle together everything you're paying for all the apps, it's probably less than Xfinity is now.
Yeah. Or more than Xfinity, you mean?
It'd be more than Xfinity, yeah.
Yes. 1,000%. Yes.
Yeah.
So the Seahawks just got a 2-point conversion. It was a pass to the running back out of the backfield. The defensive end for the Rams batted it forward. It landed in the end zone, and Charbonnet just like walked over and picked it up because everybody thought it was an incomplete pass. But it was actually backwards by like half an inch. And so it was a fumble that he recovered in the end zone for a 2-point conversion. So now the game's tied. This game is fucking nuts.
So it was a pass to him in the flat that got batted. And then he just
continued on. But it was a backwards pass.
But it was
apparently
backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. By like a foot. Craziness. Okay. What should we talk about? I mean, the Ducks playing James Madison in the playoff in a couple days. So I don't know that there's really a lot to talk about other than the prospect of the wide receivers being healthy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I've watched 10 plays of James Madison this year, and it was on Championship Friday, and I don't know who the fuck they played.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I watched half a quarter, I think.
Yeah.
I have no idea who they played.
But, yeah, if you kind of just look at their team stats as a whole, you can see they're kind of a run-dominant offense, which does not really bode well for them against the Ducks, because that's the Ducks' kind of strong suit is stopping the run. So, yeah, they're not set up very well in this game to win.
I think it's going to be interesting to see what the weather does on Saturday. Because if you're in Eugene, it's been a shit show the last week. Like the other night, it sounded like a train coming through, like with the wind, and like I'm sitting up playing video games. It's like 11:30 or whatever, and all of a sudden I'm just like the dog barks because it sounds like somebody's hitting our fucking outside. And I look out there. I'm like, is Amazon doing late drop-offs or something like that? Like, what the fuck is going on? And literally just wind, sideways rain, craziness. So if Saturday's like that at all, I don't know what it does. It takes the pass away. And if you take the pass away, that probably benefits James Madison because they can't keep up with Oregon's wide receivers. Like there's no chance whatsoever. So especially if DeCorian Moore is going to play. Like he's listed as questionable, but he is on social media saying he's back and that he's going to play unless it's like a fake out. But why would you fake out James Madison? That's
right.
Very extra.
Save that.
Very extra. Gary Bryant Jr. might come.
No,
back.
A wide receiver being
five-star
extra.
Being extra.
Who would have ever thought
of a star of a Netflix series being extra?
Yeah, that's crazy. No way.
Yeah, weird, right? But
if anything, I mean, at least the game's being played in Seattle currently. This Rams Seahawks game.
Yeah.
It's pouring rain. It's about as windy as it is here right now. That's 30-30. So, I mean, they are professionals.
It's not pouring rain.
It was. I saw at one point.
Maybe earlier. It's not right now. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what Oregon can do with it. You know, Tosh and Stein have been coaching them the whole time. I don't necessarily believe that. But they've been around enough, and they have said the right things, and we'll see if that affects things. I think that might affect things more like in the next couple weeks. So presuming Oregon wins, then they play Texas Tech. I think that them not being fully in might affect them against a good team. Like,
well,
that, but we'll see.
But there's really nothing for them to do at that point.
Sure.
From their other jobs. There's recruiting's not really a thing. I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying, but the calendar might work in Oregon's favor a little bit at that point.
Nutian saying weather forecast is clear and no rain after noon on Saturday. So Swoosh says mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers. Game time temp of 47 degrees. Love it. Weather Channel.
Can I just talk about something on Saturday just real quick, just 90 seconds.
Yeah.
So Oregon plays on Saturday. Duh, no shit. And so I said something in the Discord like 2 weeks ago that I had my in-laws and sister-in-law's Christmas on that day, right? So I changed it. You know, it's early in the day. Boo-hoo for them. They got to come to me. It's whatever. That tragic drive from Portland is just going to be a killer for them. But years ago, I decided that I would no longer cook for the mother-in-law because she just is a bitch about everything. And just, you could give her a ruffle. And she'd be like, this company is never going to catch on, you know. There's a Dorito, no chance. It gross. Just, it's annoying as fuck.
Bring your own food.
So I said, we'll just go to Costco and just wank, 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 buy some of their prepared, like, sandwich boards and all that, right?
Or pizza, right? Get a pizza.
Well, no, I don't want a pizza. Get a little classier than a
little
pizza.
Bit.
What? Yeah. Why?
Have you ever had a Costco
a slice?
Sandwich board?
Oh, sandwich board, no. No, no, no. Okay.
Oh, I have. So this guy doesn't know. He's not a ball. No, he doesn't know ball. This guy doesn't know ball.
He doesn't know ball.
No.
Not the point.
Okay.
So I call them this morning and I'm like, hey, on Saturday, I want two of these, one of these, blah, blah, blah. They're like, oh, you know, you got to come in and fill out a form for those. And I was like, why? Well, I don't know. It's just Costco policy. I was like, so I have to drive to you, park at a Costco parking lot, walk in and fill out a form.
Do you understand? To get sandwiches?
Yeah, in like 2 days. It's like, do you understand what year we're in? Like, the internet's been around for a while. You don't even have greeters at the door anymore. You just take out your card and scan it and lock it.
Yep.
Like, well, yeah, that's just what we do. So I had to, on my lunch break today, go to Costco, fight fucking traffic, park, and spend approximately 5 fucking minutes in the store filling out a form. Costco, your Costco. You are Costco. Get your shit together. I just filled out a form and dropped it in a slit like I was giving out like a candy gram.
Ooh, baby.
As a seventh grader.
Shoving shit into slits. Yeah.
All right.
It was just get your heads out of the gutter. You guys are gross. Come grow up.
It's almost the Lord's Day.
Come on. Slide
some meat between two pieces of bread. Now we're talking. All right.
Lube it up with some mayonnaise.
That sounds delicious.
You guys are just fucking absurd. Grow up. Get your head in the game.
This is what you're trying to tell Costco right now. Grow up.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I just filled out this arbitrary slip, and I looked at the guy who's spinning rotisserie chicken. And I'm like, I just dropped this in a slit and trust you guys to empty this box and have this ready for me at 9:30 on Saturday. Yeah. Okay, so we'll see if it works. I feel like something online may be a little more, you know what I mean? There might be a little more footprint there more efficient.
They want to know you're committed.
I can order a hot dog online through Costco. Yeah. I can't order deli sandwiches. Up Costco.
This guy thinks hot dogs are the same as sandwiches. Come on, bro. Come on.
Your hot dogs suck, by the way.
Woo! There's the take.
they got rid of the Polish dogs, mm-hmm. and now they don't have the onion cutter. I don't have any use for the hot dogs anymore.
Yeah.
I need that stainless steel thing and crank it to get my diced up.
You know what they fucking are is a hot dog. Like it's a hot
dog. It's just a hot dog.
It's just a hot dog. Like what are we doing as a society, like putting fucking In-N-Out on pedestals, putting Costco hot dogs on pedestals? Like what are we doing?
It is $1.50.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good hard value. To find some,
it's sure. value. That's value.
Value. It's a hot dog. It's not value. It'll give you the runs just like any other hot dog.
Go find me a hot dog soda combo for under $2 right now.
We don't all eat kale and quinoa on lunch and go for a run, Braga. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
Kale and quinoa.
Wait, quinoa salad.
Yo, kale is gross. Like, I don't like
kale. Kale sucks. I apologize to quinoa. That was kind of a stray. I actually don't mind
Why are you putting quinoa with kale?
But kale sucks.
That is my real only knock on Dave's Hot Chicken. Why would you come out with a kale slaw to put on your chicken sandwich?
I agree.
Kale anything.
Kale sucks.
Terrence Ferguson caught a touchdown earlier in this game. He also just caught a really big pass into Seahawks territory. And I think he got targeted. So we'll see on that one. Let's see. WCP never had a Costco hot dog, probably because there's nothing special about it. Like, you should have one, just so you can have a conversation. Booble saying you should get catered at Subway.
No,
that's Subway is the only one that has a seafood sensation. So
they don't have it anymore. They've remodeled the whole thing.
What are we doing?
Signage and everything. Yeah, they gutted it. Yeah.
And society.
They've gone through
fails.
Two remodels in like a year. Yeah.
Where's Subway getting all this money to remodel these Subway places?
It's
When's the last time either of you had Subway?
Like a month ago. But before that, it had been over a year. And again, it was the same thing where I was like, God damn, man. This shit makes me feel terrible. Yeah, like, it is like one of the only fast foods where halfway through I'm like, I feel like shit now. Like, not like, oh, like if I go to like McDonald's on a rare, like twice a year, you know, whatever. I can eat that quarter pounder with cheese with pride. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine. Subway, I feel sick halfway through eating it.
Yeah. It had been actual years for me. Like, it has been. It's been a very long time. I have a friend who likes Subway. And so when we go, they get a sandwich, and I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm not hungry. Like, and I'm always hungry. So, yeah, I'm good. Okay, any other, like, Ducks stuff? Is anybody here buying Stewart?
Like I said on Discord, The openness of the practices is different because it's mandated for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So for all we know, all I know, he's been doing this shit for a month now.
They could
and
have
been
practicing
up.
Forever. Exactly.
100%. So I have no idea if him. And then I saw a report today that he was a full go in practice, a full participant in practice. And I know what that means in the NFL.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that means in college.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
is he sweaty? Cool. Stuck around on the field for the entirety of practice,
right? Like, just, yeah, like, again, like
standing around.
We're so new in the process on college football about that mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. Nope. Like, if Dan Lanning had his way, there's no fucking way he shows up on an injury report as you know, questionable. He's just doubtful or whatever. There's no video of him returning punts and catching a pass and running in drills. If he had his druthers,
an hour before the game, he says he's playing. That's what Lanning wants.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you find out when he is on the field. Like,
well, you have to run.
You have to kind of
before the game.
But if we're saying it's up to Dan, that's what he would want. Yeah.
Right, yeah. You know, all bodies are different. They heal different. You know, everyone is special.
Was he ACL?
No, it was patellar. Meniscus.
Oh, meniscus.
Patellar.
It was patellar, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was. Yeah, you're right.
And it was in the spring.
Which, you know.
So timeline-wise, we're about there.
Well, it was in June, but.
It was like the end. Wasn't it like May? I thought it was May.
It was after school. It was at some like one of his camps in Texas.
Okay.
Like it wasn't an Oregon thing. But we're, you know, parsing between the end of May and the beginning of June.
Like it's telling us that we should take everything with a grain of salt is Trey McNutt is also practicing with them, doing the exact same shit that they're doing. That motherfucker's nowhere close to playing. Like, not even close. And he's like a full practice participant or whatever. And it's like, and he's listed as questionable. It's like, okay. Like, all right. And
I will say the Trey McNutt thing is funny because I don't know if it was Scoop Duck or Duck Rising or Duck Territory. You know, there's too many of these things now. But I remember it was like the beginning of October. There was video of him like doing like weightless squats. Like, you know, no weights.
Squatting.
They're like, oh, he's back. He's coming back. Guys, calm down.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He broke that shit like 5 weeks ago.
Yeah. All right. Any other Ducks talk before we move on?
No. Actually, I do have a question.
Okay.
It's a playoff game, right? So, of course, you're more excited leading up to it than you were the Rutgers game, the Minnesota game, you know, whatever. Because technically it is do or die, you know, whatever. Are you almost wishing they were playing a team that could possibly beat them in this round?
No. Not at all.
No.
No.
So,
no, automatic win.
Are you saying that we should be upset that there's not a better matchup to go see?
I'm just saying.
Let's say they played Alabama, for instance.
If they played Miami, would you be way more excited about Saturday?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I'm asking.
Excited, yes. Yeah, but do I want that? No.
Nope.
Sure. Glad was, or whatever I said was the wrong phrasing.
Sure,
but
sure.
I don't.
That'd be a big game in my eyes. This is not a big game. Yeah,
this just feels like the Liberty game. And granted, the stakes are bigger because they're going to win and they will move on to play the number four seed. So it's bigger. But I'm like, the lead up to it for me is like, well, I hope PFT commenter enjoys watching the first quarter. Like, this
is lose-lose scenario. You're supposed to beat them. You beat them. It's like, all right, you played the cupcake in the first round. You somehow lose to them. I mean,
never
God forbid,
down.
That's blow. Yeah. You blow up the program. It's done.
Tarmac Dan.
So, yeah, it's like playing a little kid one on one in basketball. It's like, oh great, you beat the kid, but if you lose to him, you're getting fucking clowned out of the gym.
Yeah,
it's like this.
I think something that might be worthwhile is getting those guys in the game if they're like healthy, like if they're ready.
Sure.
Like they're gonna be rusty as shit. DeCorian hasn't played in like 2 months, like real time 2 months. And Stewart hasn't played since spring ball. So if they can play, get him out there, get him some reps, get him ready for the big boys, right? Like,
are you guys thinking there's any way Bryant's playing?
Yeah. So it looked the way his ankle bent, like just like a high ankle sprain, which usually is like a month. And I think we're about that, right? Like, well, it was Penn State, right? Or Wisconsin. It was Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, it was Wisconsin. Yeah, Penn State's a long time
ago.
But still, but
I was like,
that's where we're about. And so,
or no, was it Iowa? Was it Iowa? Like the first?
It was Iowa.
Or the first place
first,
against
first
Iowa?
Series
first
of Iowa?
Drive against Iowa. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then Oregon had no receivers at that point. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they all fucking blend together, man. All these Big Ten teams, like.
Well, and the Wisconsin-Iowa game was back-to-back weeks, and it was a fucking
game.
Tsunami.
Yeah,
gross.
See, that's what I don't want on Saturday. Like, just the rain, stay away for, like, a few hours.
Yeah. Well, that's the only thing that might keep the game close.
That's what I'm saying.
Is the outside factors like that could.
Yeah. I'm not too worried about it. It'll just be uncomfortable to be in the stands.
Mm.
Yeah. If Fender said it. It was that one game against the big white team in the rain. You know, that one the team, right? The Big Ten. Yeah.
Are you guys sick animals?
Are you guys going?
Yeah. I might. I don't know.
I got my kid has an event at the Holt Center, so I can watch like the first hour and a half, and then I got to leave. So hopefully the game's in hand by halftime. Otherwise, it's going to be a challenge.
You, my friend, is the best case scenario for any of us.
Uh-huh.
Is if they have a lead, you're like, all right, great. They have a lead.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to watch the collapse if it does happen.
Oof, geez. It's
not going to be a collapse.
The TCU game. Yeah. Hey, purple teams
there's possible,
in the postseason, you know?
It might be a sub 1% chance, but there's a chance.
I actually want to go to this one. Like, dude, get the fuck off the couch. There's no fucking room for you up here. What are you doing? Get down, you dumb bastard. Okay, sorry. I actually want to go to this. Like, first ever playoff game at Autzen Stadium. I think even if it's like a not fun matchup, like, I think it'd be a cool experience. I'm curious what the atmosphere is going to be like. Because remember when they did the Pac-12 championship, like the first year they had it at the host and
yeah.
It was like they played at Autzen against UCLA and Neuheisel, by the way. And remember they did like Don Essig wasn't the stadium announcer.
Yeah, it was the New York Yankees.
PR. Yeah, like they hired out a bunch of shit that made it not Autzen Stadium.
Darren Thomas.
It's so weird. I don't know if they're doing that like anymore. But.
No. This guy doesn't read the Discord.
Nope.
So they got a cover up signage.
Local stuff.
Yeah, they can't do like the let's go down to the Dairy Mart, you know, circle toss, but they can do shout, and they can do that Matt
hey, Carney.
Hey, yeah, hey Matt Carney.
Hey guys, ready for a playoff game? Hey guys,
you want me to put you to sleep at the end of the first quarter? Yeah. It's me, Matt Carney. Hey. Waiting out.
I know you had a good time watching football and getting excited. I'm going to go ahead and bring the mood way down real quick. If you don't mind. Yeah.
I'm wearing a denim jacket.
Yeah, check it out.
Oh.
I don't live in Oregon anymore.
Oh. Want to go to Young Life?
Young Life. is that a thing outside of this area? Is there a Young Life like
throughout
the country?
It's a national thing.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Cause everybody knew somebody who was in Young Life.
Oh, I loved going to Young Life. We went to Ferrell's and I was like, I don't give a shit about God. I know my parents dragged me to church. I know enough about God.
I'm just here for the ice cream. Give me a
sundae. Is Young Life still a thing or did that get like swallowed up by like TPUSA?
It's probably not it. Yeah, it's not the force it was. Okay. But
yeah. Okay, what were we gonna ask?
No, but I was gonna say, are you guys expecting some more fanfare at the game now? Because it is a playoff game. You know, is it gonna be a halftime show thing? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they'll probably do like the Dr. Pepper throw or whatever, and you know, something like that. I'm curious what the atmosphere is going to be like, because I imagine a lot of people sold their tickets. Like a lot of people, like season ticket holders.
That will mean it's a better atmosphere.
So James Madison fans are going to like, a lot of them are going to be there or the opposite.
Are you serious?
Hey, there's you didn't see them. This guy doesn't read, apparently. Like they're doing a storm Autzen, James Madison.
Yeah, one guy took a train.
I saw that.
Yeah, the guy's taking a train.
Yo, that guy had a bad experience, man.
Like, no, if Oregon season ticket holders sold or selling their seats, that means we're getting the fucking crazy people from Coquille and Drain and Elkton and Sherwood and Redmond and Madras. We're getting the fucking people that used to come in Bi-Mart, buy one, get one type and get a pin. That's the crowd we're getting.
The pin collectors.
If season ticket holders are selling it, good. It'll be better because I got to tell you, depending on what side you sit on and where in between 30s, kind of a snooze fest from those fans. Got to be honest.
Yeah, like Nutsian says, the real fans are going to be in Autzen on Saturday. not those hoity-toity season ticket holders like him.
Yeah, seriously.
I said that part. Yeah.
But in all seriousness, I think it'll be awesome. I think the atmosphere will be really good.
Yeah, I hope so. Swoosh reminding me in the chat, fireworks and drones. They are doing fireworks.
Oh,
they are doing the drones.
Pussy drones.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I wonder how many people who live in the area of Autzen are going to complain about the drones.
Every professor that works for the university.
Right. Yes. This guy gets mad at me when I go on Reddit, and I literally just go to Reddit to read Eugene.
You guys
Reddit
aren't
to
supposed to put
an
O on the side of the stadium. You didn't ask for permission to put an O on the side of the stadium. That's a real fucking thing. That was a real thing.
You can't
put a huge O on the side of the stadium.
It was like, I can see it from my $1.7 million house on the top of Spencer's.
I looked into this, and you didn't ask for a permit to put the big O there.
What a tragedy, prof. What a fucking tragedy.
Unreal.
Jesus Christ. Unreal. Unreal. Oh, God,
Swoosh said, praise the drone sky coochie. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see.
It's the logo. I
had forgotten that the CFP logo looked like.
And that's going to be on the field at Autzen too. That's going to be on Rich Brooks Field. Playoff coochie.
and it does, and it settles a lot of debates, because if you look at the CFP logo, just picture it in your mind right now. Can you picture it?
Oh yeah.
You want to know what's not at the top of it?
I gotta stop picturing it. It's gonna get weird. It's gonna get weird.
You want to know what's not at the top of it? A little fleshy mound that they call a clitoris, which means it's fake. The clit does not exist.
It's a myth. I was going to say.
It's not on the trophy. It's not on the logo. And that is, it is what it is. The clit doesn't exist. And
it's fake.
Proves it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not arguing with you. Like, yes.
No. I had just kind of forgotten that fact, that until Swoosh said something the other day about it. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And this proves my point. I've never seen one.
Nutian says laces out. Gross. Oh God. All right, so let's get to our segments or something. I do have trivia. Like, y'all want some James Madison trivia?
Let's do trivia. Let's do it.
All right. It's been a while since I've done a trivia.
Been a while.
Because Oregon hasn't played a game in a little while. So if you don't know how this works, my black jacket and shave my head more. If you don't know how this works, I ask somebody a question and they have a chance to answer it. If they get it wrong, then it goes to the other person to try to steal it. And it's best out of 10, and there's only 10 questions, because anything more than that sounds like too much work. The last time we did this was Washington, and King won, because King is a Washington hunk, as we know.
Go down to Washington. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
So King gets to go first. And let's see. Let me write down my scoreboard here. Perfect. King, this NFL Hall of Fame defensive end was drafted in the fourth round by the 49ers. Also spent several seasons with the Cowboys. Won 5 Super Bowls. A 5-time Pro Bowler. Still holds the James Madison record for tackles in a career with 506, which is crazy. Who is that?
Charles Haley.
Charles Haley's the right answer. Yeah, nice work. Did you know he was a James Madison alumni before I asked that question?
And if you had just said 5 rings, I may have got there, the 49ers
and Cowboys right? I thought that was like the only hint that might help.
There was like a period there where the Niners and Cowboys were like very incestuous about just like,
Ken Norton Jr. and Dion.
And he was like, let's just go to this one this year.
Yeah.
Let's just sign a 1-year contract.
Back when the Niners essentially had a Jerry Jones and they were just throwing money at random free agents. Like, that's how you win Super Bowls, man. All right, so King leads 1-0. Going over to Ski now. In what state does James Madison University reside?
I believe it's in Virginia.
That is correct.
I don't know what actual.
Yeah,
town it
is. I would have said the city, but yeah. No one's ever heard of it.
First of all, man, I like vagina. That's one thing I like.
Same, bro. Laces out. Back to King. Score is tied at one. Current head coach Bob Chesney is headed to UCLA after this season. Who is replacing him?
Pass. Couldn't even venture a guess.
Already been hired.
No idea.
Ski, your options. I only did one option.
Nice. I got a chance here.
You got a chance. Billy Napier.
I will go with Billy Napier.
Yeah. I can't give you that. Sorry about that. I can't give you it. That's my bad. How did I do that? I was like, by the way, I always like copy over the last like one I did. And so it's Billy Napier, Guy Pearce, or Henry Cavill.
I could have got that.
I'm pretty sure that was like the Jim Caviezel question from the Washington Week. That's awesome. My bad. Let's see. So let's go to Ski now. In which conference do the Dukes play?
Are they in the MEAC? Ooh.
They are not.
What?
Your options, King. CUSA, the American Conference, or the Sun Belt?
I'm going to say the Sun Belt Conference.
That is correct. They are in the Sun Belt.
Or as I call it, the SBC. Because you know I love watching Tuesday night football.
Yeah, they're not even Wednesday night Mac. They're Tuesday.
They're Tuesday.
Relegated to Tuesdays. Let's see. All right, so this goes back to King. This kicker also played for James Madison. Went on to play for the Bills, leading the NFL in scoring in 1988. Played in two Super Bowls. Only two, because he's kind of famous for fucking up in one of them. Who is he?
Scott Norwood.
That's correct. Yeah. I thought it
was going to be like Steve Christie. I thought that's where it was going until you went to Super Bowl.
I had Norwood, Gary Anderson, and Jason Elam. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Gary Anderson.
Gary Anderson.
He's pretty old. I don't know. I think he was playing in the 80s, though.
He probably was, yeah.
I've been playing in the 90s.
So, by the way, there are no alumni questions because there are no famous alumni other than football.
PFT players. Commenter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's the obvious one. And what kind of question am I going to ask? This guy. Who's the
podcaster who does Pardon My Take?
Yeah, right. This guy's became famous.
Joel Klatt.
This guy became famous on Twitter for snarky tweets and then
Aiden Ross
turned it into a fucking TV show somehow or an internet show. Let's see. So King leads 3-1 and you got that one. So it goes to Ski. Ski, James Madison, the president. Which president was he in terms of number?
He's definitely single digits.
And here is a little bit of extra trivia about James Madison. Smallest president in the history of our country. He was five foot four, like 100 pounds, allegedly. Short kings can be president.
It was Washington, Adams, and then Jefferson. I'm going to say four. I think he was right after those guys.
That is the incorrect answer. Your options, King, 3, 4, or 5?
5.
Oh, you know what? He was 4. Yes, he was 4. Never mind. Sorry. Ski, you got it.
What is going on with these?
Because it was, yes, you said it. Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe. Yeah.
Okay. You guys know this offhand?
Yes.
Other Adams? Was it John Quincy Adams after that?
Do it.
It was after,
go,
right?
go,
yeah.
Go as far into the presidential ladder as you can.
Then there's Martin Van Buren.
No clue.
Maybe, and then
I think he's the backup Jackson? Quarterback for LSU this year.
Martin Van Buren.
And I start losing it after around like 9.
That was
10,
the so Devils' goalie in the night.
Yeah,
how'd I fuck that one up? Jeez. You know what? I don't know why. Because it was rushed. It was rushed. Yeah. Can you tell?
I don't think I can really do presidents until like the 80s. I just don't. That's just not my wheelhouse.
What was Lincoln? Lincoln was like 11 or 12 or some shit. Like, he's in the teens, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. We should know this stuff, but we don't.
No.
It's 15.
Lincoln is 16. Right.
Yeah.
Everybody in the chat knows this. Like,
why?
we're fucking why? Dumb, apparently. You know what? I'm cool being dumb. Like, whatever.
Carter, Reagan.
Yeah. Well.
Bush in there. Clinton.
All right, let's Ford, see.
Somewhere in there.
So Ski got a point for that. So it is 3-2 King. And this goes to King. Because Ski answered that first and got it right. So King, this staple of New York City resides on the intersection of 5th and Broadway at 23rd Street and is actually related to James Madison himself. What is it?
TRL.
Total Request Live?
Yep.
Yep. Nope.
Rad.
Nope, that's incorrect.
Of course, the Daily. Rad.
No, sorry, man. Nope. You throwing this?
I don't know.
Okay, listen. No, okay.
I don't even know what street is behind me. I'm terrible with directions. You're going, oh, this is related to James Madison. It's on 153rd and Grapevine and 82nd and Wheelhouse. Yeah. I don't fucking know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to give Ski the options then. Let's see. Grand Central Station, MSG, or Central Park?
I don't know. How about Central Park?
The answer is Madison Square Garden.
I just completely missed that.
I guess
that
it was in the
option.
Name.
Yeah.
I guess it was in the name.
Yes, it was.
Maybe I should have got that as well.
Square
but,
Garden.
You know. Yeah.
Notice I said MSG because I didn't want to give it away either. Like,
yeah, no, I did. That was a nice little... I don't appreciate that.
You're welcome, actually, because that helped.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, because that screwed over Ski a little bit. Yeah, so. Yeah.
You said MSG, and I was thinking about tasty, salty products.
Yeah. Gray's Papaya. Yeah. let's see. So this goes to Ski again. Who coached James Madison before Chesney?
No idea.
Oh, you should know this one. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five.
No, how about
4, 3, 2, 1?
Luke Fickell.
Go ahead and answer, King.
Kurt Cignetti.
Oh, it was Cignetti, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. King leads 4-2. We got two more questions left. Scraping the bottom of the barrel with these last two. So let's see. King with a chance to win here. Their mascot is named Duke. What kind of animal is Duke?
An English bulldog?
Yeah, I would have taken dog. Ooh. But yeah. Yeah. He's a dog. Yes.
I believe he's a British bulldog.
Ooh. Don't say British Bulldog with Swoosie Duck and Booble in the chat.
When you wrestlers in here. Yeah.
And his name's Davy Boy, not fucking Duke. That's all I know.
Yeah. Davy Boy Smith. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Fender was 8-8. So Fender technically wins. But fuck you, Fender. You know?
Like, I don't see any proof of that. How do we know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he
I guess
was
it's probably in the Discord.
He was answering. Yeah, like, in the
I don't
chat
follow that.
The whole time. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I don't follow. As soon as I said that, I was like, yeah, he probably did log it exactly in the chat.
Yeah.
My bad. It's on me.
Hey, what are their official colors, you guys?
Purple and gold?
Yellow?
Purple and gold. Yeah.
Well, I guess everyone's.
That was one of the options was purple and yellow too. So Ski would have fucked that up even with a multiple choice. Ski, you suck at James Madison trivia, man. Like, skill issues.
He said, "I'm."
He's got an aversion to purple teams. You know,
I'm a Mac guy, not a fucking Sunbelt guy. What can I say?
A MEAC guy. Yeah.
Or the MEAC.
Return
or
the of the
Grayson. The did American. Grayson McCall and the Chanticleers not get you through COVID that year on their teal turf? That's a Sunbelt team.
That is.
All right. That's it.
Remember when Coastal Carolina was like, we don't have a team to play. And BYU was like, we don't have a team to play, but we're like 9-0. And in like 3 days notice, Zach, what's that quarterback? He went to the Jets.
Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson and BYU went to Coastal Carolina and they just got their fucking teeth kicked in.
Yep.
That probably should have been assigned to the Jets to not pick him.
If only they weren't the Jets.
Name all the Sun Belt.
No.
Yeah. No. There's, Appalachian State, Coastal Carolina, yeah. James Madison.
Old Dominion.
Oh, ODU. ODU. Of course, the Monarchs.
Yep. I'm trying to remember who they played.
The Richmond Spiders? No.
Ooh.
No, I think they're still FCS.
God.
Now I'm curious.
All right, you want me to run them down? James Madison, Old Dominion, Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern, Marshall, App State, Georgia State, Troy, Southern Miss,
Trojans,
Louisiana, Golden Eagles. Don't call them Lafayette,
Raging Cajuns,
yep, Arkansas State,
the Red Wolves,
Texas,
Jonesboro, Arkansas,
future Pac-12, Texas State.
The Bobcats.
Yep. South Alabama and Louisiana Monroe.
Are the South Alabama the Jaguars?
Jaguars?
They sure are. Yeah. Yep.
I have no idea what Law Monroe is. I think it's like a warhawk.
Yeah, they are a bird. It doesn't say. I don't know. I'm trying to find that out. Louisiana Monroe. Come on. Come on, Google. Fucking figure it out.
Please be a warhawk.
Yeah, it's not coming up. Somebody find that out in the chat. I got Google open and nothing I have in front of me is showing it. Murderer's Row, says Peter. Yeah. Golden Eagles. No, wait, that's Southern Miss. What the fuck is going on here? All right, you guys figure it out. I'm done.
The Warhawks. It's the Warhawks.
Yeah, all right, cool. Hey, Ski.
Their mascot is Ace, the Warhawk.
Ace.
And, I just want to say, I feel like this is kind of problematic.
Oof.
No.
Oof.
Yeah.
It's that's not a warhawk.
No, that is not.
No.
It's a fairly large oof.
Oh, okay. Apparently that's an old one, because here's, yeah. No, that's better.
Yeah. So that was like the Stanford logo that we just saw. Yeah. All right, let's do lines, Ski.
All right, yeah, after.
Lines.
Lines.
We got lines. Because they're lines.
Well, we had two games last week. That's all. Brog, you had 3 points.
I'll take that. That'll work.
Because
put it on the board. Yes.
Because King and I's fucking middies just could not cover. They won the game, so you you didn't get the triple threat.
Get the dog.
Listen. Ski, you could say we lost, but America won.
We were
all winners there.
Yeah, we were. And then
thanks to the it really got off to a great start when our commander in chief did the weirdest fucking coin flip in the history of Earth. That was fucking demented.
It looked like he was doing the 6-7 thing just with one arm time behind.
It did. Like, what? this is how people move arms, right? He's like an
this
alien.
This is normal.
This is how one moves arm. Yes.
If you got one fucking...
He's like, what the fuck's a coin? Like,
it was he was Alan Tudyk. He was just like
a resident
coin
alien.
Of my life.
A resident alien.
Resident alien, yeah.
Well, you try to flip a coin when you got one like stroked out arm and stuff. Throws your balance off.
Those gloves and those leather gloves can't be easy.
Isotoners? No. Yeah. You kidding me? If the glove doesn't fit, like, how are you supposed to flip a coin if the glove doesn't fit?
But all right, so Braga, you had 3 points.
I sure did.
King, you had 1 point. I had no points. So you guys are now both tied at 88. Ooh. I have 86.
Yo. How does this happen? Like, down to the fucking end of the season.
Yep.
It feels like every time, right? No, because I think last year somebody was really far behind and they were chasing. I think that was probably King. But
I think, yeah, I was chasing last year.
Yeah.
Because last year was my Iowa's going to make the playoff year.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a dipshit and just that didn't help. And I started chasing.
You're like ski with Purdue this year. That's why he's last.
Yeah. Watch out for Purdue, though.
Hey, watch out for that offense.
That Purdue offense. They're going to sneak up on you.
You know, Abel Cotto went there, right? Don't sleep on the Boilers.
Their offense actually was doing good until I started with a bit, and then they just fell apart.
And they sucked.
Hell yeah.
They started playing conference teams.
Yeah, from mid-September on, they weren't good.
Yeah, weird.
Who could have seen that from Purdue? Who could have seen that, honestly?
Yeah, they can move the ball a little bit. You got to watch out.
Yeah, you got to watch out, man. They can throw it, sling the rock, sling a pill.
Loop up.
All right, so this is bowl week as well top of the playoffs. So I threw in 2 bowl games. Actually, let me see. I got to figure out what the name of these other bowls are.
How many total games we got?
We're picking 6 here.
6 games. All right. Cool.
One, we are going to the famous, if it's still famous, Idaho Potato Bowl.
Yes, sir.
We got the Cougs. They are 1.5-point dogs against Utah State.
So Washington State lost their head coach. Like, he's leaving. He left. He's not, like, sticking around, right? I haven't heard
He's gone.
He's gone, right?
Yeah, he's
gone. Just gone.
They have better players. Does that mean...
Both teams are 6-6.
Yeah.
Just...
Ooh. Shut your mouth.
Yep. Utah State.
I am taking the Cougs as my thinkjinx.com underdog of the week. Give me the Cougs, baby. Straight up. Cougs straight up. By the way, thinkjinx.com for all of your dog food needs.
Well, I don't think you're going to like that when I tell you the next game.
We got Swoosh. Swoosh in the Discord and in the chat right now. He got somebody to convert to the dog biscuits from thinkjinx.com. So good stuff there. By the way, if you send me their info, I bet I could hook them up with some more stuff. So send me a DM in the Discord and I can make that happen. Don't everybody do that. Just converts.
Just a useless little nugget. Because you said, oh yeah, Wazoo's coach is gone. Do you know that Wazoo's coach went to Iowa State? Duh. No shit. Do you know that Iowa State announced that he was their head coach like 48 hours before Penn State announced that Matt Campbell from Iowa State was their coach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Iowa State was pretty sure Matt Campbell was leaving, I think.
Mm-hmm. Me thinks you are correct.
Yeah.
We never talked about that, by the way. That's like a fucking home run.
Utah State.
That's a fucking home run for Penn State. Like,
yeah, not a Matt Campbell guy. Yeah.
In terms of what was available, which was nothing.
No, they'll be fine. They will be fine. He's not going to be a disaster by any stretch. Sometimes I think
not going to win an
guys
Natty,
that yeah. guys that are like, well, I'm just a really good X's and O's guy. I think that's kind of past, not quite the current setup is what we are in college football now. I'm sure Matt Campbell's a better on a grease board than Dan Lanning. Don't get me wrong. But Dan Lanning will look at you right in your soul and tell you, want to know what? You lose this game, you're going to have to watch your mom get fucked by 17 dudes on the other team. You know what I mean? Like, oh, shit.
He doesn't say that, but you feel it. Yeah.
Yeah, you feel it. Yeah.
Says it with his eyes.
Yeah.
All right.
It reminds me of that Brian Posehn joke. Is there a way I could not say that with my eyes? Is there any way? Like, what do I got to do to not say that with my eyes?
Brian, I think you're going to be upset about your Think Jinx pick here with this next game. We're flying over the Pacific, and we are going to the Hawaii Bowl.
Fuck yeah, baby.
We got Cal. Not sure who is left on that staff. Don't know. They're 1.5-point favorites against your Bows.
My thing, Jinx, underdog of the week, is the home team. The wrong team is favored. Give me the Warriors.
Do you know that they have an All-American? The Rainbow Warriors?
The Japanese place kicker.
The Japanese kicker that we talked about week one of the college football season. That talk about full circle, man. Like, that guy is an All-American this year.
Taught himself to kick from YouTube videos.
Yeah. He's like 26 years old. Yeah. It's awesome.
But as just a quick aside, and I'm sure I've mentioned this before, the Hawaii football team dropping Rainbow from their name officially is so dumb. They should be the Bows. No one is like, oh, shit, they're just the Warriors now? Oh, there
was
so
much. That.
No, I know. They lost that PR war. And they've been doing it since Colt Brennan was there. Yeah. Like, we're 15 years. Yeah, lost.
Go back.
This wasn't Trump in office.
Not at all.
Like, getting out of it. So, yeah, this was
so dumb. Everyone loves the Rainbow Warrior name, the aesthetic from back then. Go back to it, guys. Go back to it.
I think we're just living in like an LGB society at the time as well. That's how long ago it was.
Didn't have the Q yet.
It was.
No, didn't have the T, didn't have the Q, didn't have the I, didn't have the plus. Is that
didn't
the
have
plus?
The plus? Uh-huh.
Yeah, didn't have the plus. Yeah.
Still confused about the plus, I gotta be honest. I'm ignorant.
Hawaii for me, please.
I'm taking Dembos as well. All right. Now we're getting into the playoffs. Out of the bowls, into the playoffs. First one, we're going Bama and Oklahoma. Sooners 1.5-point favorites. I'm going to do it for the bit because Bama was my preseason national champion team. I just kind of have to take them, I think, at least in this round.
Hit it. Bama is my star pick. Roll Tide, roll. Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, they.
I don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide, baby.
I agree, and I think it's because they looked so bad against Georgia, and I think
they really looked bad.
I think they heard the talk of what everybody's saying that they probably shouldn't be in, and they're going to take that very seriously and take it out on Oklahoma. Like, Oklahoma's good. I could very easily see Oklahoma winning this game by like a couple touchdowns, but I just.
Oklahoma's defense is legit, for sure. But their offense stinks.
Yes. We all pick Bama. All right.
Yeah. Next one, we got Mario and his boys. They're playing Texas A&M. A&M is 3.5-point favorites. I will let you two start before I do mine.
A&M star pick.
I don't like it. I'm picking the Canes.
Why?
Because their lines are really good.
Yeah.
I mean, A&M, I don't know. They're fine.
I get it. I don't trust either of them.
I don't trust either of them.
Yeah, it's A&M in Miami. They both have a tendency to choke in big games. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Carson Beck is just ripe. I'm like to make me look like a dumb shit with three picks in the first half. So
I am taking Miami.
Ooh.
I am taking Miami with my star pick. I am taking Miami with my Think Jinx dog of the week pick.
Baby.
I have thought for at least the last 5 weeks, I thought Texas A&M was a fraud. Uh-huh. And the fact that they let Miami in, they have something to prove as well. I mean, I like the 3.5 points anyway. Just, I think it will be a close game, but I'm taking Miami with everything. Star pick.
Taking them to win.
Has the potential to be.
Oh, no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
Seattle just won in overtime.
Seriously?
2-point. Two-point conversion to win it. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
Rams scored first. All
right, uniforms.
Went down in
Seahawks uniforms tonight. Uh-huh. Didn't like them. I didn't like them.
Yeah.
I guess I don't really like any of their uniforms now, but
the unis were dumb. I don't hate the helmets though. Like the sort of, they're like those old Hot Wheels cars that used to like change color or whatever. Like, yeah. All right, sorry.
All right, now we got the last two kind of shitty playoff games. Tulane and Ole Miss. Ole Miss is 17.5 points.
Ole Miss. I don't care about Lane not being there. No. I don't care.
Yeah, they're much better. Like, much better. I will, but that said, I'm taking Tulane with the points. I think it'll be like 14. Or 17. Stafford, 14 or 17.
Stafford had 457 yards passing tonight.
Yeah. Puka had 225 receiving.
Man, I forget what it's like to watch a receiver on my team.
I know, right?
It's like a fun idea. It's like a fun concept.
Yo, we can't transition from Tulane to Puka Nacua right now, you guys. We can't.
You want to know what's funny about that? Look up Tulane's enrollment. I'm not even joking. It is an extremely Jewish school. That's just the fact that you wove that in is perfect because Tulane is a very Jewish school.
Well, Fender in the chat.
And they got BYU. Yeah.
He said, go Bayou Jew.
Bayou Jew.
Bayou
and the Bayou Jew. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Ole Miss. These teams already played each other earlier in the season, and Tulane got slaughtered. So, yeah, give me Ole Miss. And then Ducks 20.5 against Jimmy Mad.
Do we really have to like pretend like we're...
We gotta think about it for a second. I mean, the weather. I mean, you know,
I can't believe you didn't go 21.5. Truly, like you going 20.5 is like a gimme ski.
I actually have seen some lines at 20.5. That's why I've seen them at 21. Saw it at 20.5.
It has vacillated a little bit. Yeah.
So I went with the line, an actual line I saw instead of.
Just come on, Ducks.
I put Oregon.
It's a duck with a bone or drag weeds.
What was that? Do that again.
It's a duck with a bone or drag weeds.
What is?
I don't know the context of that one.
I've literally never heard that one before. That's awesome.
I think I've been scared to push it.
Was it unknown?
I'm gonna need WCP to like explain that one if you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Yeah.
Letterkenny. I didn't recognize it though.
Really?
Yeah. Play it again.
Yeah.
It's a duck with a bone or drag weeds.
Yeah. Okay. That's.
I hear him now. I don't remember. Yeah.
I hear the voice.
Yeah, well, I guess.
To be fair.
I do think Swoosh is onto something here. Welcome to the Aiden Ross Brewery Pod.
Oh yeah. Oh, I mean, yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
In caps too, by the way. Like, yeah, it has to be in caps. Yes.
All in caps. All caps. No all cap. All cap.
No cap. All caps. Yep.
Water a cap we're not putting on? That little one on the top of your head. Shalom.
Well, but we don't know about Braga. He's got the Santa hat on.
It's under my Santa hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the flock. All right. Our list. Let's get to our list. Yeah, Boobel saying I'm wearing a red hat, technically. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, so are you guys. So,
nope.
A black hat.
This one has black on it.
Mm-hmm.
From right-wing pod to Reich-wing pod, says Swoosh. Holy shit.
I mean, that's a very thin line to start with right there anyway.
Like the guy who listened or like watched us for the first time and got mad about the Bruce Springsteen thing.
No cigarette and Bruce Springsteen.
Does not get the bit whatsoever. And
I wish that guy would come back. I always
come back, buddy. Come on.
I always wonder like if somebody watches us for the first time or listens to us for the first time, they're like, oh yeah, they're talking some ducks, blah blah blah. And then they get to something like that.
We're big in Madras. John Day. That shit hits in John Day.
Oh yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. No, it's the same same sort of folks who are going to be there Saturday. You know what I mean? Same sort of folks spending $500. Yeah. Yes.
Justin Hopkins readers love our bits.
Yeah. Yeah. The same people.
But there's not a bit, by the way.
Same people who bought Cornbread Wilson's ticket for $600. Those are the people. That's our audience.
$600. God damn.
Yeah. Yeah, for one ticket. Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
Is that like right away?
Yeah.
I missed that one. Yeah. Jesus.
Okay, so our list this week, I forget who it came from. I think it was Booble, but it was Rob Reiner died, obviously. Our movie this week is Princess Bride. Watch that. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. It's on Disney and Hulu. And so our list is obvious. Like, it's top three Rob Reiner things. So movies is sort of easy, but he was also in a bunch of TV shows, also produced a bunch of stuff. So maybe it was Fender. I think it was Fender. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Thanks, guys. It was Fender's idea in our Discord, Sports Bree and Discord. Join it. It's a good time or whatever. So top three Rob Reiner things. And Ski, when I texted, was like, well, that's going to be easy. He didn't do a lot of things.
I didn't mean that he didn't do a lot of things. I mean, he didn't do a lot of good things. Because I could find five good things he did. That's
like
all.
I said, I thought he was the guy that did Home Alone.
Yeah, King didn't.
King didn't even know who he was.
I know.
I'll start it off with one of my five I wrote down here. Uh-huh. My number three, I'm going actor Rob Reiner. And I'm going All in the Family.
Wow. Speaking of like right wing podcast, going all in the family.
That's my number three as well. Thank you.
That was that really was kind of the last, like, I guess Jeffersons weren't as much like openly racist, like TV. I mean, MASH had a character.
Those were the days.
Yeah. But they always like, there was always a character on there, and Rob Reiner.
Well, that was Reiner. Reiner was the guy.
Reiner was the guy who very much like his real life, like real life, was super duper against Archie Bunker and his ideals.
Exactly.
So yeah. So King, do you want to go? Me, whatever.
No, my number three was All in the Family as well.
It was okay. Me, okay, cool.
Yeah.
My number three. Little gem of a romantic romance drama movie, American President. That's a nice little movie, man. When back when we were making content where the president was like fucking awesome.
Was that Alec Baldwin?
It was Michael Douglas.
Oh, Michael Douglas.
And Annette Bening. And Martin Sheen and Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that one, yeah.
It's a great movie that I had not seen in a very, very long time. So,
All right, that one is good.
All right, threes from the chat. Swoosh, A Few Good Men, Fender, Seinfeld. He was on Seinfeld. Booble, Princess Bride. And that's it. That's it from the chat. We got more people in there. You guys don't nuts in. You got nothing for Rob Reiner.
He's way too young.
Way too young.
He has no idea.
That's fair. That's actually fair. All right, Ski, what's your two?
Like me, he was the guy who was like, he normalized Trump by putting him in Home Alone 2. Mm-hmm.
You missed WCP had
again,
Misery.
That's Chris Columbus. King. Yes, Chris. That's Chris Columbus.
Again, another another problematic person, to be honest.
What'd you say, Ski?
My number, you missed WCP's, is number three was Misery.
Oh, yes, I did. Sorry. WCP. Cool.
And my number two is A Few Good Men.
Yeah. Quality flick.
My number two, I'm totally blanking on the name all of a sudden. His role in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
Wolf of Wall Street. Yes. Yep.
Very
that scene where he's talking about the bills and $470 70 in 1 month. Oh.
Super fucking good in that movie. Yes. Let's see. My number two is When Harry Met Sally. I've watched that shit a ton, man. Like it's great.
Good movie.
I, I don't know. I think there's only two sides to the coin on Billy Crystal. Either you think he's the funniest person that's ever been in comedy, or you don't think he's funny at all. I am in the camp of I don't think he's funny at all.
Can I say?
You didn't like that movie where he was an NBA referee and going to Paris?
Forget Paris. Yeah.
Forget Paris. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I did not like that.
Tossed out Kareem on his farewell game?
Are you mad just because his role in Monsters was very similar to your name? Is that a grudge you're holding?
It is. It might be a little bit of a grudge.
Actually, now that you mention it.
Monsters, Inc. I mean.
Was he also in My Giant? With
Mirasan? George Mirasan?
He was. Not high on his list. But when he would host like the Golden Globes?
Oscars.
Yeah.
You miss me with that. Not funny.
Yeah, no. No, not like a good stand-up comedian. Like, no, I'm good.
Definitely.
There's a reason they didn't put him on SNL.
And Celtic Pride better than Forget Paris. Yeah, Celtic Pride's better in every basketball movie ever made.
Nobody's arguing that, Booble. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, if you ever doubt this is a Right Weed podcast, he's celebrating white people from Boston.
Kidnapping a
hostage, kidnapping a black man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not just any white people.
The whitest people.
Can I say though, I liked When Harry Met Sally for Bruno Kirby and Carrie Fisher. Like Carrie Fisher, mwah, like absolutely.
Yeah. What else has she been in?
Was she in the Treks or the Wars? Like I can't remember. Yeah,
I think she was trekking, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she was trekking.
The Mork and Mindy, Nanu Nanu. Now I know.
There you go. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I love alien shows. Space. And, I love space.
I love space, you guys. Especially British space. Give me British space.
And also, yes, Swoosh and Booble, Eddie does rule. Yes.
It does.
It's just not as good as Celtic Pride, but it does rule. Yes.
Carrie Fisher was in Jay and Silent Bob, Booble. You are absolutely right. Yes, she was. So it was George Carlin. Good shit, man. All right, so that's all of ours. Two's from the chat. Booble's is The Bucket List. Did you know?
No way. That's a Jack Nicholson movie.
Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. That movie on,
it's not real.
On fucking no, Rotten Tomatoes has like a 70%. Like I'm not kidding.
This has got to be like the biggest gag in the world that Booble's in on. I appreciate the joke, but
it's a nice bit, Booble. This is a serious list here, Booble. It's a fucking
seriously.
I think it was that those ghost conspiracy theories before the internet. That's like one of those of like, mm-hmm. Yeah, no one was actually reviewing this shit, so everyone's just gonna say it's good, and then in your mind, you just assume it's good.
Can't even say it's AI.
Nope.
Let's see. Booble's number two is Bucket List. WCP's number two is A Few Good Men. Swoosh's number two is Stand By Me, which has been in the news a lot lately because he died. Fender's number two, also A Few Good Men. The best 30-minute courtroom scene you will see. Other than, it's a fucking...
Jury movie. Duty?
No.
Yeah.
Pesci and...
Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, what's that movie
My
called?
Cousin Vinny.
My Cousin Vinny.
But Jury Duty is the correct answer still.
Yeah.
The Weasel and Jury. Weasel. Yeah. He's solving the case from the jury. Come on.
Yes. Jesus. With what's her name? Carrera from
Tia Carrera.
Tia Carrera from Wayne's World.
Tia Carrera.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Tia. Ooh. The showdown. Go do yourselves a favor. Go watch Showdown in Little Tokyo. Just do that.
I mean, make it your movie, coward.
They don't want to fucking have it stream for you guys. I don't want to loan out my DVD of it.
That sounds like a skill issue. Let's see. So that's all the twos from the chat. Did I miss anybody this time? No, I don't think I did. So number one, Ski.
It was a runaway number one. That's Princess Bride.
Yes, of course.
Misery, Princess Bride.
Wow.
It's one of those, if you watched it as a kid, That's what it gets you.
Yeah, it's no nostalgia to it. No spoiler for the movie podcast on Sunday, but that shit still holds up. That's my number one as well. So
does I mean, it?
Yes. Are you asking me? Yes.
You know, you want to know what did not hold up for the movie?
The music.
Again, the mom's hair is something else.
All right, save it. Save it for Sunday. Save it for Sunday. We're killing content, man. Let's see. Number one's from the chat. Fender, Princess Bride. Recommend everybody listen to As You Wish by Carrie Elwes. Such an amazing cast. Such a great job by Reiner to have everybody have a good time. Perfection. WCP, also Princess Bride. Swoosh, also Princess Bride. Booble, Wolf of Wall Street. Booble's honorable mention. Andre the Giant, the documentary. Whoa. It's so damn good. Because I assume he was in it, right? He's probably answering questions about Andre.
Oh, Princess Bride is the movie with the Wonder Years kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't change me, you know. Doesn't change my mind. Yeah.
And Peter Falk, man.
And Peter Falk.
Columbo. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, all right. Here's a... like, drink this, drink
gotta
that.
Figure it out.
That one.
Gotta figure it out, King.
The guy was better as a principal in Clueless than he was in that movie.
Wallace Shawn.
Yeah, Wallace Shawn.
Two first names. Can't trust him. Yep.
But what's more legible? Andre the Giant talking or Tom Hardy as Bane? Like, they kind of very both similar mumbles.
We are fucking throwing away content for Sunday. Would you guys shut the fuck up about Princess Bride? Jesus Christ, man. What are we doing?
Billy Crystal, Princess Bride, not funny.
Okay. Listen to our podcast on Sunday for the full review of that. Ski will give his full thoughts, which he basically just gave in like 30 seconds. So,
give us your best Bane, Ski. Before we get out of here, do your best Bane.
I was born in the darkness.
If
you merely adopted it,
the build-up like didn't help you. Like it really didn't.
I should have not have cleared my throat. Probably would have helped.
You know, by the way, that's a movie we reviewed for this podcast listener, and we liked it. Like, so as much
shit as one of us with the wreckage, brother.
As much shit as we talk about it, and as much shit as everybody talks about it, we liked it. That movie kind of bangs. Like, go back and watch it.
I just don't like Batman.
It's a fun movie. It's not a great movie. It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
And I just like the way he says Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul. Yep.
Ra's al Ghul. Bat stabbed him in the back in the end, if I remember right.
One of us has to die, brother.
Yeah, it was that and blowing up Akasher Stadium.
Yeah.
I saw a video online. I saw a thing on Instagram the other day of a fantasy football dork watching Dark Knight Rises and the punt return scene in Dark Knight Rises with Hines Ward.
What, like breaking it down?
Yeah, he's like, oh, go. Oh, you got this. Look out, man. You got it. Yeah. And then his buddy's watching and he's like, dude, that was like a terrorist attack. So many people died. He's like, but they're going to like count the points still, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, some of the points, right?
Yeah.
It's still, hey, if it's a no contest, I still get the points, right? Right?
Yeah,
the
score stands where it is, right? That's how this works.
Right. Yeah, let's end it on this. King, say, this is from Booble, say, I have a child, but as Bane.
Ooh. Oh, God.
I have a child. I have a child.
So you can't go high with it. You got to stay.
I literally can't.
No, do it
with
again. Them. Do it again. That was a great start.
I have a child. No,
that's really good. I'm telling you, that's good.
I have a child.
I have a child, Mr. Wayne.
As he grabs his coat like this.
Yeah.
Mr. Wayne, great to see you. I want to let you know I have a child.
He's turning into Gorbachev all of a sudden.
I know. Yeah. No, it was really good. You just lose it.
The first half was really good. Okay. Yeah. Let's get out of here. This is a long ass podcast.
Had him in the first half.
Yeah. Had him in the first half. Not going to lie.
It happens.
So as you. Movie on Sundays, Princess Bride. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Yes, sir.